Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A recent deadly attack on a Jerusalem bus left several people killed and many wounded. Ariel Whitman is the op-ed editor, senior reporter at Israel's most read financial newspaper, Globes. He is also the host of the Western Spirit podcast. Ariel, thank you for joining us this morning. What an incredibly difficult day that was, and a terror attack like of which we haven't seen for some time.
Yes, Howard, I have to say that something very weird is that one of the, and I guess, sort of karma in a bad way, one of the people that were killed was a Ole from Spain. And this was the same day that the Spanish government came out and condemned Israel and pulled their ambassador here. And at the same time, one of their
citizens,
citizens gets murdered in Jerusalem, where they're pulling their this. And not only that, which is where they want to have the Palestinian capital to be, obviously. And so, it's sad.
It is. What do we know, for anybody who doesn't know about what actually happened? Can you just go through the very basics of the incident?
Yeah, so what I understand, we don't know all the details yet, but there's a bunch of videos coming out. There's a lot of people that have been, that are as of now being even questioned by the police, because they're looking into a bunch of, people that saw, for example, buses that maybe the bus drivers knew something in advance. We don't know. Two bus drivers are being actually questioned, at least as of last night. But what we do know is that in Tzomet Ramot, which is not in East Jerusalem, as Macron mistakenly said, which is, again, pretty amazing that he doesn't know what is East and what is West Jerusalem. But put that aside, it's a very big intersection, buses driving back and forth, people waiting for buses, traffic jam at the time. Two terrorists came. We know now that they're from the West Bank and were smuggled in. And those two terrorists come and shot up at least one bus and a few, and people obviously in the streets. They were then taken out by, the video is amazing, where people, you're sitting in traffic and you hear shooting and all this kind of stuff, and people just start running away in the middle of the highway. Amazing video shows one of the taxi drivers driving, running, while everybody's running away, he's driving and running towards the fire. He saves a woman, pulls her out. The terrorists, in the end, get taken out by one officer from the new army brigade that was formed just about, I think, a year ago for ultra-Orthodox soldiers. So he takes out one of them. Another one is a regular citizen, a yeshiva student who had a license for a pistol. Each one took out another terrorist in real, heroic fashion.
Truly heroic. It's unbelievable, this.
Yes. You run towards the fire when, especially as a citizen, a soldier, you can understand, he's been trained, he's been this, but a young guy has a family at home. Here's the shooting, and just him, the taxi driver, obviously without a weapon, saves this elderly woman. But the yeshiva student, without any, he didn't need to do it. He could have just run away with everyone else, but he goes against, just an instinct. I saw him talking to one of the media here, and he said he just felt that he had to do it. It was like his natural instinct, and he ran. And he took out one of the terrorists. And so the aftermath is, we have 6 dead. We have 40 injured. We have, I think, 5 at this point, people that are in what's called kashe, so like not critical, but close to critical condition. Right. So they're still in, lives aren't still in danger. They're in the hospitals all over Jerusalem. And the army, in response, has identified the 2 terrorists. They are from the West, Judea and Samaria, near Ramallah. The army, as of now, has arrested people that have helped them either get smuggled into Israel, get the weapons, and they are, in the villages where they're from, questioning people and trying to, I guess, get to the bottom of it, of who was working with them. So far, no terrorist organization has claimed responsibility.
I wanted to ask you about that. I saw that, even though we actually do need to end the interview, we only had a few moments, but I see that Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas praised it, but that's different to taking responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, we don't, because I would just say we don't know who took, no one took responsibility. They could be a lone actor. But I think we should also recognize how, on the one hand, you said we don't have a lot of time, so I just want to say one thing that your listeners should be aware of, that since October 7th, the Hamas has been doing everything in its power to try to get the Arabs in the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, to rise up, to do more terrorist attacks. They've been propagandizing, trying to smuggle in weapons and people and this and that. And thank God, even though what happened yesterday is horrible, they have been unsuccessful. It has been a total disaster for them. Really, it's been very quiet, relatively speaking, to a war. And another on that same front, just to put another thing in context, is the Israeli Arab population, which we have not really seen any backlash inside Israel by Israeli Arabs against Israel and against the state. On the contrary,
Ariel, I'm sorry, I do need to end it there because we have gone a little bit over, but thank you for speaking to us, and we certainly will make contact with you again and chat to you further. Ariel Whitman, he is the op-ed editor and a senior reporter at Israel's Global Globes newspaper.